UE0TR? Can you E in 0TR? Nothing heard in 0TR, clear.
Call him too, Tom, on W4DJW. Did you get the video?
I did, but I'm driving. I'm up here at the stoplight on Buncombe and 101, Dave. What was it about?
Antenna launcher. And it looks a lot like my first pneumatic antenna launcher, except that used plastic. He used, looked like a big red metal air container and a pipe coming out of it. And it looked like another piece of, like aluminum slug or something like that for what gets launched. It looked like it did really good. So don't look at it while you're driving, but when you get stopped, it'll be worth looking at. W4DJW.
W4DJW and 0TR, I'm not surprised in anything Chad does. He was trying to perfect one with a 30 caliber M1 Garand and launch it with that. And so this must be entirely different. But I might need that for height over here. I got my counterpoise built. I just went down and got some paint to paint the 4x4 so they'll look like trees out there. And I'm heading back home, Dave. Whoa, that light's a little bit too yellow for me. I call those magenta when you can go, but you better not.
I came up on a magenta the other day, and Amy said you could have made that. And I said, well, that lady that thought she could make the one over there at Wade Hampton and that place over in Welford thought she could make it too, but she didn't. And you look what happened there. It's just not worth it. That was the one you were talking about where the woman and her child, she was a substitute teacher and her six-year-old daughter got hit by another woman that blew through the red light. It was red and she was going 80 miles an hour and it killed all three of them.
OMG, that is just so sad. Well, I wondered what happened. I hadn't heard the specifics, so yeah, you're right. I see that down a whole lot, and I try to avoid it if I possibly can. And some of the times when you come up here to this one, the car in front of you will kind of think about going through it, and then you'll slam on the brakes in front of you, as this one did in a Honda CRV. But I had plenty of time to stop, thankfully. But she's stuck out there now, and the cars are turning from the Spink Station, going down Wade Hampton in front of her, about to hit the front of her car.
Well, on that one that happened on Wade Hampton was they thought the one that blew through the red light, it may have been a medical issue. I don't know, maybe she put her foot on the gas and she couldn't take her foot off of it. And it got up to 80 miles an hour. You know, that's 45 through there. But who knows?
Yeah, that was right in front of the Ace Hardware. We saw the tracks from it. They're on the north side of the road is what I'd call it. And they go quite a ways up into the dirt up there, just great big tracks. So was she coming back this direction and another car just tried to cross on the amber? Is that what happened?
He was going, but she must have been on, the one doing 80 had to have been on, well, Wade Hampton, and the other one was either crossing or turning onto Wade Hampton 1, but it peeled the side. They showed the side of her car on the news, and it just peeled this whole side open, the driver's side. Doors, both back door and front door gone, and the fenders just peeled wide. I mean, you could see the whole inside of the car from one side. So it, if she wasn't turning, it made her turn to go down Wade Hampton. If she was going straight across, I told Amy that's why you look. Even when you've got a green light, you still look to see if anybody's coming. And I'm backing it in the driveway, Tom, so this will be my last one. W4DJW. You and Bernice have a good day.
You too, Dave. Yeah, my grandsons were in a car with a lady, a very fine lady and a very fine driver, and somebody tried to do that when she was taking them to school and wiped out her car. So she went and got her a new Audi. It's safer, I think. SUV. Anyways, take care, Dave. Good to hear you. W4DJW and 0TR. And I'll look at that video as soon as I get home.